Are you looking to buy, sell or refinance your rural property? Harvest Agents and Advisory are specialists in agri-finance and real estate, helping you make the right decisions, whatever the weather. Visit us at harvestaa.com.au. Sponsor of 2Max FM.
Okay, I have on the phone Martin from the weather. Well, tell us all about the weather. Now, you've got a lot to tell us today, I believe.
It's very important what's happening now. Bureau of Meteorology has issued a weather outlook from April to May, or February, March, April, May. The conditions they are forecasting, the rain is likely to be below average part of eastern Australia and so on. And then, so they're just going for dry conditions. But looking at current conditions, doesn't match it. We're expecting more rain. Mm-hmm. So how accurate these weather forecasts are, the longer-term predictions. So what I've done, I'm looking at a different perspective. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the recent current climatic conditions right now. How is it going to affect Australia, especially the Pacific Ocean, Indian Ocean, and the equatorial monsoon season, and then the Antarctica and everything. I'm putting all the perspective, what's happening, looking at the climatic conditions, come up with an answer. Most relevant atmospheric variables are all neutral over Australia right now. The first thing, we're looking at the trade winds. Trade winds are the winds which bring moisture to Australia and bring some rain and weather patterns. The low-level trade winds and upper-level westerly winds have been largely near average. Nothing has changed. It's very average conditions. And we measure Southern Oscillation Index, the difference between pressure pattern in Eastern Pacific and Western Pacific. It's neutral. Nothing has changed. Sea surface temperature is becoming average. And one of the most important elements, the abnormalities of the sea surface temperature overhaul of subsurface temperature. Subsurface temperature 60 meters below the ocean. You can't change it in 1 week, 2 weeks, or 6 months. It takes a year to change that. Now we're looking at subsurface temperature anomalies in Eastern Pacific has been very close near average. So I'm putting it all together to average. Near average. What's expected climatic condition for Australia? I'm going to give it right to the end of the year, probabilities on percentages. Looking at the method shows probability of La Nina at least less than 10% February to April, right through September. Now, La Nina means no rain weather pattern, the one which produces a lot of rain. It's nothing. It's not happening at this stage. Increasing slightly, reach 20% October to December by the end of the year. But neutral, Southern Oscillation Index neutral, is 95%. This is where our weather pattern is virtually shaping towards neutral conditions, February to April 2017, falling steadily to 55% by May, June, and dropping down to 35% October to December. So neutral conditions slightly getting down to from 95% now to 35% by the end of the year. Mm. So it means El Nino is 5% now, and then it's rising to 25% April to June, and rising approximately to 50% June to August, and final season, right to the December. So El Nino is rising, neutral is falling, and La Nina is virtually not developing. I'm coming up to this conclusion thanks to the farmers. Okay, if they would like to ask me a question, what's going to happen next year? What's happened till the end of the year for harvest, for planning, everything else? The conditions are all neutral. It's not El Nino, it's not La Nina. And then by the end of the year, the condition is going to start changing slightly. But of course, I'm doing weekly forecasts. I'm going to monitor this, but you tell everything what's going to happen on weekly basis. Mm. Now, next one is, I'm looking at the weather situation right now, because I'm going to give 2 weeks outlook for farming industry. Before I start looking at the weather situation, I'm looking at satellite picture. Satellite picture is a very important element showing the actual visual data, what's happening. Showers and isolated thunderstorms are evident over East Coast and on the ranges between Sydney and Tweed Heads. Moist easterly stream is feeding into surface low pressure trough, which is over Australia, is combined with upper air trough, which is giving instability. That's the reason we're going to get storms, rain showers, heavy rain showers, or combination with this weather pattern. That's how I'm predicting the weather. Looking at outlook for week one, for Narrabri, Wednesday, I'm just light showers. For Moree, light showers again. For Canada, scattered thunderstorms activity. Mm. For Thursday, for Narrabri, I'm expecting light showers but strong thunderstorms activity possible within the showers activity, 2.5 millimeters possible. And then for Moree, few clouds, maximum 34 degrees. And Canada, scattered thunderstorms, maximum temperature 29, about 8 millimeters for Narrabri, 2.5 millimeters for Canada, nil for Moree. Friday, again, strong thunderstorms for Narrabri. And then for light showers for Moree, looking at the strong thunderstorms for Canada. Saturday, strong storms for Narrabri. 7 millimeters, I'm expecting, roughly, close to 7 millimeters. Scattered thunderstorms for Moree, and then strong thunderstorms for Canada. So it seems that Friday's shaping up to Saturday, Sunday is going to be very strong weather patterns developing with thunderstorms activity, some heavy showers, moderate showers. But by Sunday, it's going to start clearing, few clouds for Narrabri, few clouds for Moree, few clouds for Canada. On Monday, again clearing, few clouds, maximum 33 for Narrabri, few clouds for Moree, and then light showers for Canada. On Thursday, it's going to be just few clouds for Narrabri, a few clouds for Moree, same thing for Canada. Taking it all together for first week, I'm expecting Narrabri is going to get 10 to 12 millimeters showers, Moree is going to get 8 to 10 millimeters, and then Canada is going to get more, about 10 to 15 millimeters. Yes, this is week one. This is how. But week two, everything eases off. No showers, activity at all. Starting from 8th of March till the 13th of March, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all dry conditions with no rain at all, mm-hmm. with maximum temperature ranging 32 degrees on Wednesday, 34 degrees on Friday. Then you're going to have a heat wave condition, not heat wave, mild heat wave conditions. Saturday temperature is going to rise to 36. Sunday temperature is going to rise to 38. Monday temperature is going to rise to 39. So there's hot conditions developing Saturday, Sunday, Monday. The same thing for Moree and for Canada. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you next week.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Are you looking to buy, sell or refinance your rural property? Harvest Agents and Advisory are specialists in agri-finance and real estate, helping you make the right decisions, whatever the weather. Visit us at harvestaa.com.au. Sponsor of 2MAX FM.